hits when they come to town.
Le troisième étoile, the third star.
They look great.
Numéro 21.
They're a fun team to watch this year.
Yeah. Garbino. The third star. Okay. Anyways.
They're going to get you start announcing
sure.
everything in a French accent, basically. Yeah.
Mesdames et messieurs.
The old Montreal Forum, okay, quickly before we get off the air.
Yes.
Of all the bygone hockey rinks that you could have gone to, Maple Leaf Gardens, Chicago Stadium, Boston Gardens, Montreal Forum, etc.
Forum?
What's the one that you just like, I wish I could have ever got there? For me, it's the Forum.
You know, I don't even know. I could. You know what? It's a terrible answer, but in my mind, I'd probably go back to the old Winnipeg Arena.
Oh, I love the answer.
Because, I mean,
yeah.
my memories there, like the big escalators and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
The big pitched, like, nosebleed section.
Yeah.
I want to see if it's all, like, the same as my memory.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, do I remember this rink the same way? Because I see some pictures, and I'm like, is that how it looked? Like, the Queen on one side? Like,
It
was such a unique, weird setup.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was a good place.
I've been there, but I'd go back there.
I never went because I didn't live here. Yeah. It was long gone by the time I came around, and it would be awesome to
take a
time machine and go back.
It was a good place to watch a hockey game.
For me, like how there was no glass behind the players' benches at the Forum.
Yeah.
So you could
just sitting there with the players.
That was iconic.
People smoking.
Yeah. What about you, Jared?
I think the Forum would be cool. I would love to go see Madison Square Garden. I think would be pretty cool. Spectrum in Philadelphia.
Philly Spectrum, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be insane. Cheer for the Flyers while you're there, or else, you know.
Yeah. I've been to the Saddle Dome. I've been to the Edmonton Coliseum. And I mean the Jets.
The Manitoba Chamber Orchestra's Vinyl Vault is Winnipeg's largest and cheapest record collection. From indie rock to funk, new wave to classical, there's something for every kind of music stop. Records at $3 a pop, CDs even cheaper, and collectibles a specialty. Located in the basement of the Power Building at 428 Portage Avenue, Vinyl Vault is open 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on the last Saturday of every month. For more information about this monthly sale, or how to donate your used records to us, call 783-7377 or visit our website at themco.ca.
Live music is back at the Fort Garry Hotel. Jazz Winnipeg is pleased to bring weekly live jazz back to the city with Sunday evening jazz concerts in the historic Fort Garry Club Room. Join us each week for intimate performances with some of the most accomplished local and Canadian players. Tickets priced at $18 plus fees in advance or $20 at the door. Music starts at 7 p.m. and full show details and advance tickets are available at jazzwinnipeg.com. Jazz at the Fort Garry is proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM.
On Saturday, November 8th, Arch Enemy and the Black Dahlia Murder co-headline a night of relentless melodic death metal at the Burton Cummings Theater. Two of the most influential forces in modern metal unite for a tour built on speed, precision, and unrelenting intensity. With support from Fit for an Autopsy, Beast, and Thrown into Exile, this is a full-scale oral assault from start to finish. Get your tickets now through Ticketmaster.ca and don't miss Arch Enemy and the Black Dahlia Murder, Saturday, November 8th at the Burton Cummings Theater, presented by Modo Live and proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me?
Let's find out.
Hello. Okay. We're back on SNL Radio, UMFM 101.5. It is 6:32. And once again, Shayla's not here. It's just me back on L Radio. Is that what I'm calling it? I don't know. Anyways, he is away dog sitting, maybe. I don't actually remember. Sorry, Shale, if you're listening. But he says hi, and he wishes he could be here, but unfortunately he could not. So, I am back with some... Oh, what am I playing? Oh, I'm playing some of my favorite female artists. Spanning many different genres and many different vibes and feelings and everything. So it's going to be a lot, and it's going to be very different. Lots of very different things, and also lots of very similar things. So I tried to group them as best as I could together. But some stuff, you know, is more random than others. So we're going to start off with one of my favorites of all time, Claro, off of her second album, Sling, which is my favorite of her albums as well. And I bet you could guess it, this is also one of my favorite songs of hers. Whoa, I'm playing all my favorite things. Big shocker. Anyways, this first song is Amoeba by Claro.
Between the gaps, oh, we're swimming laps. Got close to some epiphany. I'll convince a friend to join deep ends. Have your toes touch the lack of cement. And gather to a corner of the woods. Echo chambers inside a neighborhood. What your mama saw. Aren't you glad that you reside in a hell and in disguise? Nobody had everything, a pool to shed your memory. Could you say you even tried? You haven't called your family twice. I can hope tonight goes differently, but I show up to the party just in time.
That was Claro's song Amoeba off of Sling. One of her best albums. I will never get over it. I think Charm is like maybe the album that's like the most her, if you think about it. But Sling just like sits with me in like, just I go back to like who I was when I had like first listened to it, and I don't know, just love it so much. Oh my gosh, spoiler alert for the next song. I guess I'll just get into it. I'm gonna be honest, I don't listen to this artist a lot, but I did go through a phase in like February, winter of 12th grade, when I was listening to her music a lot, and her song Lego Ring had just come out, and I really liked that one. This is not that song. I believe she might be Canadian. Nope, she's not. She's really not Canadian, actually. It's a lie. I think I just saw her in like an Arc'teryx jacket once, and I was like, oh, Vancouver. I will double check that, but I don't think she's actually Canadian. Yeah. Anyways, I don't really have much to say. You already heard some of the song. This is Kingston by Faye Webster off of Atlanta Millionaires Club.
I started dreaming. Now I write them down if I remember in the morning time. I don't know that much about Kingston, but I like the sound it makes when it starts pouring rain. I think that tonight I'll leave my light on, 'cause I get lonely when it's out, and I miss you right about now. Called me, I love you, and every single word you say makes me feel some type of way. It's the thought of you that slightly scares me, but it takes my breath away. Forget what I was gonna say. The day that I met you, I started dreaming.
Kingston by Faye Webster. While I was listening to the song, I did some research because I was thinking about, I remember the video that I'm talking about with the Arc'teryx jacket. She's doing some yo-yo tricks, and I remember seeing that video and thinking it was really cool. But I also remember seeing that she hosted like a chess tournament or something, and I remember Tyler, the Creator was there, and, like, Lionel Boyce, and I just had to find more information on it. Anyways, I find out that she has something called the Faye Webster Invitational, which has a yo-yo showcase and concert, like some kind of tennis tournament, Pokemon card trading, card game tournament, chess tournament. I don't know what she's up to, but I love the vibe, so what can I say? Yeah, so that's Faye Webster. She seems pretty cool. Up next is an artist. Honestly, I know nothing about this person, but I really love this song, and I'm a fan of TV Girl. I know there's not women in TV Girl, or there was. I believe it was her. That might be untrue, too sure. The artist focused on this song is Jordana. And it's just such a nice song, and I think it's really fitting for right now because, well, I hate to be the one to say it, and I'm gonna get, like, hate for this, and maybe they're gonna cut my show, but summer is almost over. I'm sorry. And this is the song, Summer's Over, by Jordana and TV Girl. Okay, and that was Summer's Over by Jordana and TV Girl. That whole album, Summer's Over, is really good. There's a lot of great songs on there, like Jump the Turnstile, Better in the Dark. Great album. Up next is an artist that's very close to my heart. I was a big fan of her also in high school. See, this is like just the high school music taste sticks with you and you can't get rid of it. She was someone I was a big fan of in high school because obviously I'd watched Stranger Things and I loved Stranger Things and I was really a big fan of Robin. And what am I doing now? I have a radio show. I have a radio show just like she did in the last season. But I also like found out about her music career, and I will say the actors from Stranger Things music careers are really good, because Maya Hawke, Joe Keery, Finn Wolfhard has something good going. That one band he was in was pretty good, I will say. Anyways, but this is a Maya Hawke song. I was a big fan of her. I loved all her music. I love the album Moss. I think it's really good. And I really liked this album, Chaos Angel. I listened to the first time on the plane on my way to Toronto to see my friend to go to the Lucy Dacus concert. And I found one of my all-time favorite songs on there called Black Ice, which I think I played on the radio a couple months ago, which is why I didn't choose it for this one. That is, like, one of my favorite songs ever. But this one is a really nice one as well. I believe it was a single off of the album. And it's Missing Out by Maya Hawke. Here we go.
Lucy wants to write the next great American novel. She can't even read the bottle. She says, I might be a genius. Well, she could be a model. Didn't think I'd get in, so I didn't apply. Now I'm a drunk hanger-on, hitting on a younger guy. I buy booze for the Ivy League, my television salary. They think they look up to me, huh? Well, I was left like coals in leaves, and I sparked up in winter's breeze. And now I know it's me who's missing out. Missing out, missing out, missing out. Missing out, missing out, missing out. Missing out, missing out, missing out.
Was Missing Out by Maya Hawke. I hope you enjoyed it. I also think the lyrics are kind of relatable, I will say. I find a lot of her lyrics to be quite relatable, I think. She's a very good songwriter, I think, and I really like her voice. Also, big fan of the whole Hawk family. Big fan of the Thurman Hawk family, because Maya Hawk, Ethan Hawk, Uma Thurman. I love Uma Thurman. Kill Bill is one of my favorite movies. Yeah. So, big fan of that whole family. Very talented family. Up next, I had to play this because I couldn't play them all separately. So, it's a little easier to, you know, get one song with all three of them on it and, you know, kill a few birds with a stone. So, this next one is by Boy Genius, who I have talked about all of them, I think, on here. And currently, I am on track to see 2 of 3 members this year. And I am so excited. I saw Lucy at Folkfest, and I'm supposed to see Phoebe in October sometime. So I can't wait. I really liked Phoebe Bridgers' album. I didn't actually finish it just because I was on my way to work and I couldn't start my day off that way. But I really loved it. And I really liked the surprise Cameron Winter vocals on one of the songs. I thought that was really fun. Well, it wasn't fun, actually. That's the wrong word. I thought it was really good, but wow, was it depressing. But yeah, so he's coming out with a new album too, actually. That's exciting. Actually, when me and Shale said that last week, I think we were saying, Cameron Winter, if you can hear me. Or maybe that was just me. Say, Cameron Winter, if you can hear me, drop another album. And what's he dropping? Another album. It might just be a live album, but it's still an album. Anyways, this next one, I wish I could have seen this live. I wish I could have seen them all together live. Maybe one day. Maybe one day when they come back. Phoebe Bridgers, Julian Baker, and Lucy Dacus, if you can hear me, please get back together. All of you, please get back together. Anyways, this is by Boy Genius off of their album, The Record, and it's $20. I hope you enjoy.
It's a bad idea, and I'm all about it. Give me a run or a chance, and then I finally had it. When you wake up, I'll be gone again. Motorcycle in the front. It's an
Okay, this is a very interesting Mac DeMarco song in the background, but that's okay. I'm liking this background vocals. That was $20 by Boy Genius. Yeah, great song. Great song. I have nothing else to say about it. I really like the behind-the-scenes video where they show, like, Phoebe Bridgers recording the end part where she's just screaming into the mic. That's really a talent, and I think she's really good at that. I like the songs where she's just screaming in the end, just like I know the end, and $20 and stuff like that. So, the next one, this next song, kind of, I guess, fits into the same category. Why not? This one is featuring an artist we played earlier, featuring Claro. But this song is by Leve off of her newest album. It's called A Matter of Time. Sorry, blanked for a second. The first time I listened to A Matter of Time, I was on a train from Quebec City to Montreal. And traveling by train is so great, by the way. Great train ride, great experience. Loved every second of it. And yeah, I listened to this album for the first time, and this song really stuck out to me. I really like it. I think it's fun and, oh, what's the word I'm looking for? Well, sarcastic, but that doesn't seem like the right one. I don't know. I just like that she's taking a dig at the performative men. I think that's fun. So basically, I don't know what this background music is, but this next song is Mr. Eclectic by Leve.
But you think you're so poetic, quoting epics and ancient prose. Truth be told, you're quite pathetic, Mr. Eclectic Alan Poe. Did you ever stop and give a wonder to just who you were talking to? The very expert on the foolish things that men have said to you and win me over. What a poser, you think you're so interesting. Just a stoner patronizing me. Did you ever stop and give a wonder to just who you were talking to? The very expert on the foolish things that men have said to you and win me over. What a poser, you think you're so interesting.
Was Mr. Eclectic by Leve. I'm sure everyone can, you know, think of people that song reminds them of. It's fun, what can I say? I really like the song. I think Clara's backing vocals are great. I always think Leve's vocals are great. I think she has one of my favorite voices of, like, current artists, I would say. I just like how, like, low it is, and obviously I love her jazz covers and all her jazz music. It's so lovely, and she's just incredibly talented all around, so I love that. kind of. Oh, wait, this transition's not that bad. I was really worried that some of my transitions were going to be like, okay, here's this one song, and then here's this completely other different song. This one's a little bit on the same vibe. I listened to this album for the first time in the fall of grade 12. Someone I was with at the time had put me on. And what can I say? It's good. Ooh, it's good. It's genuinely considered one of the greatest albums of all time. Really, like, I was just behind and late to the game. Anyways, so this song, I would say this is probably my favorite song off the album, but there's all of them are so incredible that, like, you really cannot choose just one. So the album I'm talking about is Back to Black by none other than Amy Winehouse. And the song of choice, it could be a shocker to some. I don't know. I don't know what's, like, considered popular and niche, I guess, when it comes to Amy Winehouse. Oh, I'm thinking of some other really good songs, but actually I couldn't play that on the radio. Anyways, the song that I'm going to play is called Some Unholy War. And yeah, let's just give it a listen.
My man was fighting some unholy war. I would be behind him. Strength shook off beside him. With strength he didn't know. It's you I'm fighting for. He can't lose with me in tow. I refuse to let.
Some Unholy War by Amy Winehouse on SNL Radio, UMFM 101.5. We are almost halfway through our show, and I am almost halfway through my show. And just so you remember, we are here. Well, actually, we might be having a different time slot. We're not too sure yet. But as of right now, we are here every Monday, 6:30 until 8. So be sure to come on back and hang around with us. This next one is kind of more of a vibe switch. It's a little bit more folksier. Also, off an album that is considered one of the greatest songs of all time. I went to a play that was around a musical that was about this artist in a few years ago. It was at MTC. It's the Carole King musical. So obviously I'm talking about Carole King. I loved it. It was so good. All the music is incredible. Like, just all of her music is so good. I love the album Tapestry. I have it on vinyl. It's great. I just have so much. These, you know what? This show ends up just being me telling you how much I love the songs that I'm playing. And guess that's just how it's going to be. I'm sorry. This is It's Too Late by Carole King.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we just stopped trying. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something inside has died and I can't hide and I just can't fake it. Oh, no, 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 no. It used to be so easy living here with you. You were light and breezy and I knew just what to do. Now you look so unhappy and I feel like a fool. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something
Canada, being gay doesn't make you a national security threat, but for nearly half a century, it did. Until the 1990s, Canadians working for the Armed Forces, RCMP, and Federal Public Service were targeted based on a suspicion of their sexuality. Phones were tapped, people interrogated, over 9,000 careers and futures destroyed. And then, people pushed back. Visit Love in a Dangerous Time, Canada's LGBT Purge, exhibition on now at the Canadian Museum for Human Rights.
A candle makes no sound. Quiet in its power. Strong enough to light the way.
Hi there, this is Michael Feuerstack, and you are listening to CJUM 101.5 in Winnipeg, the place of my birth.
but love is all around. Drifting on the sound waves.
Tanariwen are true originals with a sound that defies time or place. Their music may come out of the Sahara, but what they've built is bigger than geography. A mix of slow-burning desert blues and psychedelia built on repetition, space, and guitar lines that feel like they're always moving forward, even when nothing is rushed. It's hypnotic and mesmerizing with a kind of stillness and peace that washes over you. Tuareg guitar masters Tanariwen perform at the Park Theater for one night only on September 10th at 7 p.m. Great tickets are available now for only $45 plus fees, available via ticketweb.ca. Don't miss Tanariwen live at Park Theater on September 10th, brought to you by your friends at Moto Live and proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Okay, and that was It's Too Late by Carole King plus some other really fun ads. Yeah, great. Great song. I can't say anything else other than that. Love Carole King. Love her little appearance in Gilmore Girls. So fun. Sometimes I am disappointed that they had a different artist sing her song for the intro. I think it's kind of odd, but I'm glad she had her cameo, you know? Honestly, kind of keeping with the Gilmore Girls theme, this next artist is one that ends up in those Gilmore Girls playlists all the time. It feels like I, once again, like it feels like I'm playing some kind of guessing game with you guys. If you guessed Mazzy Star, you're right. Ding, 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 you win. Mazzy Star, fronted by the lovely Hope Sandoval, I think her name is. I believe that's how you say it. Yeah, lovely. She has a solo career too, but her Mazzy Star music is obviously incredible. So yeah, lots of great albums. I really like this song is off of the album So Tonight That I Might See. It's the purple one, for those of you who don't know them by the names. And yeah, I think I'll just get into it. This is Blue Light by Mazzy Star. Thank you. That was Blue Light by Mazzy Star. Very beautiful song. And I just love the vibe that, like, the Mazzy Star music gives you. Like, it's, like, super fall vibe, kind of fitting to this weather that we're currently having right now. It's very gloomy and windy. It, you know, reminds me of the fall season. I don't know. I just, like, think of Mazzy Star with, like, you know, you're, like, kind of cozy up in bed with, like, a nice candle on. And some tea. Mazzy Star's on the back. Perfect vibe, if you ask me. This next song kind of fits with, like, the same... We're slowing it down a little bit with these next two songs, I will say. By an artist that I kind of only really started listening to, I'd say maybe over the winter. But she's pretty popular, and her music is beautiful. I believe she might be releasing another album, but I'm not 100% sure. Or she, like, did recently release another album. But... Actually, I believe it's her band. I don't know if it's a stage name or a band. I'm talking about the artist Wise Blood. I believe her first name is actually Natalie. But I've been really loving listening to Wise Blood. I think the vibe of the music, like, it's such a coherent album. Titanic Rising, I'm talking about. It's such a coherent album, and it's just sounds exactly like the album cover looks is exactly how it sounds. Like, super... like you're underwater, basically. They did a great job on that, I will say. So this is A Lot's Gonna Change by Wise Blood. That was A Lot's Gonna Change. Oh, that's too loud. Lot's Gonna Change by Wise Blood. Up next, keeping with the same vibe, just very similar vibe. I don't really know. Another artist I've really been liking. I tend to listen to their music a lot in the summers. But this album is very much not the summer. It's by Maria Zardoya's, of the Marias. Maria Zardoya's solo project, Not For Radio, which is really great. Just like a series of little EPs that I believe are supposed to represent all the seasons. So far there's Melt, which I believe is the winter one, and then there's Bloom, which is the spring one. So I'm excited to see what she comes out for fall and for summer. Or maybe I have some of those mixed up, but I believe those are the proper seasons. Anyways, this is the song Puddles. It's a very beautiful, very good song. So I'll just get right into it. I cut that one out a little bit early, I'm going to be honest. So sorry. But that was Puddles from Not For Radio by Maria Sardoya. And up next, this is a Shale pick. But when he mentioned it, I was like, yeah, this definitely a good pick. So I don't listen to this artist a lot, but I do. Whenever it's on, I do absolutely love her music. It's like just really classic. So classic. And just such a beautiful, smooth voice. And so let's just get right into it. Let's just get right into it. This is Cherish the Day by Sade.
I won't go astray.
Okay, and that was Cherish the Day by Sade. So good. Such a good song. Yeah, I think her voice is so beautiful. And, like, the backing, like, music, too. Just the music in the background is just, like, perfect. Perfect. So great. This next one is an artist I love so much that I cannot even listen to her music. What can I say? Those who know, I guess. Yeah, this is off of her album Laurel Hell, which came out, I think in like 2021 or 2022. It's a few years old. It's her third most recent album. This artist is Mitski, if you haven't already guessed. I love Mitski's music. I went to the album listening event at Frenchie's when it came out, and that was so much fun. We made like scrapbook pages and got to put them on the wall. It was so fun. I went with two of my very good friends and we had such a great time. But yeah, and I did really like the new album. I think it's really good, but it doesn't beat some of her old stuff for me. Except I do really love the song Where Is My Phone. I will give her that one. But just the original albums just like really, really get me. What can I say? This song is one of my favorites from hers, and not one I find a lot of people mention or talk about. Maybe I just don't know that they do, but I don't know. This is the song Should Have Been Me by Mitski. Should Have Been Me by Mitski. I really love Mitski, and I've loved Mitski for years. I joke with people that I used to get on the bus in high school at like 7:50 in the morning, and I would be like, the first thing I was listening to for like a period of time was just Bury Me on Mako Creek, top to bottom. I don't know what I was doing. I wasn't starting my day off well whatsoever. Like, it would just be like a Mitski playlist on shuffle. I don't know. I wasn't starting my days off properly, that's for sure. Yeah, but still, Bury Me at Mako Creek is such an incredible album, and I will stay with that. This was off of Laurel Hell, which is kind of an underrated one, I would say. But yeah, I really like that album. And Mitski in general, I went to see her. She's one of my dream concerts. Like, I would love to go to a Mitski concert. Unfortunately, the opportunity has not come to me yet. But I did see her concert film in theaters with one of my friends, Kyla, who I've mentioned on here. Hi, Kyla, if you're listening. Yeah, we went to see it, and it was just as incredible as I thought it would have been. Like, oh my goodness, loved it. Anyways, this next one is a fun song by a band called The Cardigans. Very popular band. They have very popular songs. But I really like this one, and I'm just going to play it for you guys. This is Step On Me by The Cardigans off of their album First Band on the Moon.
Cause I
And that was Step On Me by The Cardigans. I had a lot of fun listening to that song. I forget how much I love The Cardigans until I, like, listen to them again. But, yeah, love this one a lot. The next one is kind of a random pull. It's an interesting one, off an interesting album by a very interesting artist. One of my favorite artists, Kate Bush. I played some of her music on my last solo show. I played some of her more normal music on my last solo show, I believe. This one's a little less. This is off an album called The Dreaming, which I absolutely love. And I think it's such a great album. But it is kind of out there. But it's one of her best. I will give it to her. Like, it's so good. So this is the song, Sat in Your Lap, by Kate Bush. That was Sat in Your Lap by Kate Bush. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. Yeah, I will say I do really like that album and that song and Kate Bush in general. My favorite album by her is probably The Kick Inside, which is her debut album. And it's so crazy to me that song, that is her debut album, because it's just so well made. Yeah. On to the next song, by another good band that I find surfaces itself this time of year. This is the song Twilight by BoA. Can you guys hear me? Hope so. And that was, there we go. That was Twilight by BoA. You might know them for their very popular song, Duvet, which is such a good song. I debated playing that one tonight, but I just really love this song too. This whole album's really fun, really, really good actually. I like the like kind of rock vibe. And in sticking with the rock, ladies rock theme, we're gonna end off our show today because it is 8 o'clock. We're gonna end off our show today with a little bit of Biba Doobie. I played her a little bit last week, so here's another one, a different song off of Beatopia. It's 10:36. That's not the time, but that's what the song is called. 10:36. Oh, I'm being told that she finished writing it at 10:36. That's why it's called 10:36. Yeah. So I hope you enjoyed the show today. Me and Shale might not actually be here next week. Unfortunately, we are away. But we will figure something out to play at this time. Don't you worry. And then we'll be back in a few weeks with SNL Radio. So I hope you all have a lovely night, and I hope that you enjoyed the show. And I will see you guys next time on SNL Radio on UMFM 101.5. Up next is Stay Tuned for Assorted Hour. See you guys later. Here is Beba Doobie. Or give it up for Beba Doobie.